the most important thing for your health in 2026. And it's not the latest physical exercise routine. It's not slamming yourself at the gym. It's not even nutrition. It's not the latest fad diet, the latest way to fast. It's not cold plunges. It's more important than that. And this is the foundation for having your best health in 2026. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Approaching the end of the year, it's a time when it's really valuable to reflect on the year you've had, and usually you're resting and relaxing and recharging, but your thoughts might start to turn towards what you'll do different next year. And one of the big things which we generally all look at is our health. It's the most important part of whatever you're looking to do in the future, because without your health, anyone who's been through really difficult periods with their health, they'll know, whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, they'll know how true this is that all the other projects, all the other things you want to do become so much more difficult if your health is not there. So it is the most important thing. And I want to let you in on a little secret for your health for 2026. And some of you may not be ready for this message, but I want to tell you what is the most important thing when you're focusing on your health next year. It's more important than exercise, nutrition, any of those general physical health approaches that you would have had. And that is your ability to not only regulate your emotions, but to allow past emotions that are stuck to release from your body. Now, your body is constantly giving you feedback. For people who have listened to this podcast for a long time, I know that I talk about this a lot. Your body's giving you feedback. When your body is responding in a way that's not to your liking, it's showing you that there's something that's out of balance. And yes, of course, there are physical elements to that, but the underlying cause of illnesses and injuries, when they are persistent, when they continue, they're the parts that you need to focus on first. I learned this the hard way. So before I went on any of this path of trying to get my health to an optimum level, my body was riddled with pain, old injuries, tightness all through my shoulders, through my back. And I wasn't able to improve so many different areas of my health because I had all this emotional tension and stress still stuck in my body. And then had a very specific moment with an injury. I'd broken my left fibula. My sports doctor, who I've worked with for nearly 40 years now, who's always helped me with my rehab, he at one point I had some pain still in my ankle, and he said, "It should be right. There shouldn't be a problem there anymore." So he was a bit baffled by it as well. And I'd already started to discover acupuncture at this point. So I went back to my acupuncturist, and I'm talking legitimate, that's probably a bit harsh, but like genuine Chinese acupuncturist, and four sessions and the pain in my ankle's gone, and I'm able to get back to my proper rehab because there was something stuck there. And then I'm like, okay, wow, there's more to this. So I'm eyes wide open now. There's obviously a whole other element to the healing process. And I've spent a fair bit of time pursuing this for my own interests, but also now to be passing on this knowledge to other people. Because as a sports fan, knowing what I know now, there's nothing more frustrating than watching athletes have repeated injuries and they're unable to move past. You think about Tom Trbojevic, the amount of injuries that he's continued to have there's no doubt an emotional element, a stress element, a mental side of that that continues to cause it. And you may say, well, some of these injuries are bad luck, but our body has a way of manifesting within the body messages that we need to hear. I'll give you a specific example. Michael Clark, towards the back end of his career, he had continual problems with his back. Now, at the time, he was having a few different things happening. He was trying to support a transition when a lot of those older guys were moving out. He had a few of those old guys still on the team, but as they moved out and the team actually took a bit of dip in form, like he would have been carrying the load. And he was still churning out runs, but he was wearing a lot of the scrutiny for what was going on, and they had some pretty ordinary days. But at the same time, he'd also lost a lot of that support from the Australian public. There was a well-publicised incident with Simon Cadditch that caused more tension within the team. He had a few fallouts with other players and different people along the way. And at the same time, he probably would have felt like he'd had a lack of support from externally, the general public, but then maybe within cricket circles themselves. Like he was very much on the outer with a lot of people, and people were telling a lot of stories and, you know, talking about, well, people write their books, all this is going to come out, this sort of thing. Like, and his body was literally showing the signs of how he was feeling without that support, because our back is all about support. It supports our body. It supports our the whole integrity of our body, our upper body. Anyone who's done their back will know what it's like when that support goes. That's another one of my old injuries is when my back went and I had to go through a long rehab, finding out that I've got some structural issues there that were a problem. I've got a pars defect, which is basically a gap in one of the important parts of the spinal, important part of one of the vertebrae at L5. And I've also got a depressed fracture of a coccyx, which must have happened when I fell out of a tree, one of the many times I did that as a kid. So I've got these physical things that are a problem, but I went through the process of improving all of those areas where I needed to be more supported, where I needed to support myself more, where I had old emotional issues from feeling unsupported, all these different things. And now my back is unbelievable. I'd been told that I couldn't lift weights anymore. I'd been told that I shouldn't run anymore, that, no heavy lifting, no pounding the pavement, a whole lot of things that I couldn't do anymore because of these injuries to my back. But instead I went down another path of, like I said, dealing with the emotional side, building up the strength to the point where now I've had that same doctor tell me, no, you're fine, you can do all of these things, you've got great strength there now. And I've been running, I went back to playing sport. It wasn't the only injury that I'd had that I'd got told that I couldn't go back and do these things, but I just found another way. And the big learning was around this emotional side of what we carry in our body. So if you look at the word emotion, it is energy in motion. And if that energy gets stuck, then it sits within our body. And it's why we can sometimes have these persistent injuries at a deeper level. Like I said, it can cause us to continually repeat that pattern of getting injuries. There's also a mental side to that. If we go beyond what we think we're capable of, we'll self-sabotage. Another person comes to mind, Shane Watson, for a long time. He was, getting injured a lot. And without knowing any details of what was going on in his world, he spent a lot of time, like he was someone that had been pegged as he'd be a huge player for Australia for a long time because of his abilities with the bat and the ball, a bit like what Cam Green's going through at the moment. He's also getting repeated injuries, and I don't think that's a coincidence, right? The weight of pressure that comes with that. Interestingly, Paddy Cummins with the back as well. Maybe there's a support issue there because, yeah, anyway, that's a whole other story. But that repeated stress then of, okay, well, I've had a few injuries, and then he starts getting known for someone who breaks down. So then you get that whole mental blockage around injuries and more tension and more stress, and that creates a situation where the body doesn't like that. And what ends up happening is that the body doesn't like stress and it reacts accordingly. It tells us here's a different sign. So I used to carry a lot of tension and a lot of pain in my shoulders, and shoulders is like, it's all about when you feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, whether that's physically, but more often than not, it's emotionally and mentally. You're being everything for everyone, and it's actually weighing you down. So if you look at 2026, it's where do you need to be learning to regulate your emotions better? Where do you need to be paying more attention? What are some of those old stories that you tell yourself about who you are and what you're capable of? What impact are they having on your physical health? Have you been through that process where you get into a rhythm of exercise and then you have an injury setback or an illness setback, and then you felt like you were really getting improving, and then you either you can't because of something that's happened, or you have a setback and then you lose motivation, you get yourself out of that pattern. And often what happens is that when we do that, then we default to some sort of comfort, and it might be eating the wrong things, it might be drinking too much of something, it might be just getting into that laziness. Again, I've been through all of these things myself, so it's not like I'm not talking from a place of judgment. I'm talking from a place of experience and knowing what it's like. And even just this year, like, I've had a particularly stressful year in a whole lot of different areas from a personal perspective, some business stuff as well, some work stuff. And the impact of that is that I've certainly had the time, but I haven't made the time. I haven't prioritized exercise enough. And I've still exercised a fair bit, but just not at the level I want to, and as I have the previous 2 years, even though I had the best intentions to. And I've had to do a lot of self-exploration about why that might be the case. Like, what am I missing? What emotional, what mental stuff have I had come up that I need to deal with? What things am I not processing in the moment? What old stuff have I still got there? Because it's not like you suddenly become healed and you go through this process and everything's good. Like, it's a continual work in progress. It's like fitness. If you stop working on your fitness, then of course your fitness will fade away. And it's the same thing with your mental and emotional fitness. If you don't keep working on it, then something will creep in and your fitness will slowly get eroded. You've got to keep working on this stuff. It's not like everything goes away. There will be new things that come to the surface. It's so similar to the physical. So before you map out your plan for 2026 for your health, don't just make it about your physical health. Make sure you have the mental and emotional element in there. Who do I need to be this year to be able to have my physical health and fitness at the optimum level? What even is your goal there? Do you have a goal? Do you have clear messages around that? Because if you don't, then you're going to continue to run these patterns, and you're going to continue to get to the end of the year and go, okay, well, things have improved, but this happened and this happened. And I wish this could have been better, and I didn't deal with this well enough, and this set me back for too long, and why did that happen? And all those questions. There's nothing wrong with asking those questions, but it's like, what action are you going to take to do something about it? So for, like I said, the most important thing for your health is making that holistic approach. And I would throw in spiritual too. And whatever your spiritual beliefs in, look at it like this. I quote this all the time. Brené Brown talks about how spirituality can sometimes get overplayed, but ultimately it is your relationship to self and your community, to your people, community, your closest relationships, family, friends, and those people that you are in contact with every day. That might be a workplace, it might be the places that you volunteer, it might be the places that you go out and compete, hang out with, people at the shops that you see all the time. All of those, it's your relationships with those people, and that's driven by that relationship with self. And if you look at spirituality from that perspective, well, then of course there's going to be an element of fitting in whatever your beliefs are around spirituality, whether that's a religious belief, whether that's a non-religious belief, whether it's something in between, whether it's just purely how you see the world. But the more you can improve that relationship with yourself, then the more that's going to improve your external relationships as well. So make sure as you hit 2026, even before that, when you start looking at your plan for 2026, your whether you call them New Year's resolutions or goals or intentions or what, however you like to play it, get really clear on that holistic approach. Set yourself clear targets. Not I want to lose weight, I want to be fitter. They're not clear. Set yourself clear, measurable targets. Write them down. And if you're not sure about different things, write questions, because questions are such a powerful tool. We tap into that subconscious part of your brain that will start activating and working towards, not only towards the goal, but to answer those questions that you've posed. Don't lose this opportunity. Make 2026 your healthiest year, because you're approaching it from a holistic approach. And if you're already doing this, I'd love to hear the sort of things that you do to bring in this holistic approach, because I'm always trying to learn. I'm not just here preaching. I'm from someone who's now I'll be a lifelong pursuit for my physical health. I've told the story on previous episodes how my dad's passing, it's 20 years ago now this year, had a really big effect on me, because I wanted to know why. I wanted to learn more about why that might be the case. What is it, just a lottery that people get sick and then they pass way too soon? And the answers I found were, well, there is so much more that we can do. Honestly, we are barely scratching the surface of what is possible for health. But it starts with this holistic approach. It starts with you looking at it from all of those perspectives. Yes, physical, definitely mental, emotional, and spiritual. Improve all four areas and you'll find that your health goes to all new levels. You're going to get far more enjoyment out of your life. And just maybe then you might be inspired to then not just making a more of a difference in your life, but to other people's lives as well. Because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you're someone that has a real passion for giving back as well. You love to be able to help people. And if you prioritize that holistic health, then that will... you'll be able to do that at a whole other levels as well. I will be putting some more episodes out over the next little while. I'm on a break, but I'm also, there's a lot of sport happening at the moment, so I'll no doubt be churning that. The week in review will still be coming, and as I have ideas, I'll be putting them out to you guys here as well. My assistant is going to be getting all these edited and ready for you guys. For those watching on YouTube, you'll notice the different background. I'm on a break. It might look like a virtual background, but that is literally where I'm at the moment. Beautiful there. Background there at my in-laws' place. I'll be going to the beach this afternoon, enjoying some time off. I hope you guys get some time off as well, but really make sure you prioritize. Clearer plans and that holistic approach for the new year. Speak to you guys soon. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.